Let's shift to some genuinely positive news. Researchers working on pancreatic cancer may have discovered what they're calling cancer's master switch. This comes from work published in The Economist and Marcus. The business implications for oncology could be transformative if this research pans out.
Pancreatic cancer has been one of the most challenging markets for pharmaceutical companies because survival rates have remained stubbornly low despite massive R&D investments. If researchers have actually identified a master control mechanism that could redirect billions in drug development spending toward more targeted therapies. The Hacker News discussion is fascinating because you have both biomedical researchers and software engineers drawing parallels to how complex systems have central control points.
The technical approach here involves understanding how cancer cells coordinate their behavior across different tumor regions. The research suggests there's a regulatory network that acts like a master controller, orchestrating everything from nutrient acquisition to immune system evasion. It's analogous to how distributed computing systems need coordination mechanisms to function effectively. Cancer appears to have evolved sophisticated coordination protocols that we're just beginning to understand.
From an investment standpoint, this could significantly accelerate the timeline for developing effective pancreatic cancer treatments. Currently, venture capital and pharmaceutical companies often avoid this space because clinical trial failure rates are so high. But if you have a clearer understanding of the master control mechanisms, you can design more precise interventions. That changes the risk-reward calculation for biotech investments substantially.
Now, switching gears completely, there's this delightful study from the University of Zurich showing that 500-year-old monasteries are outperforming entire countries at digital transformation. Sarah, this challenges every assumption we have about organizational agility and technology adoption.
The monasteries' story is actually a masterclass in change management. These institutions have been adapting to technological shifts for centuries, from manuscript copying to printing presses to digital archives. They've developed organizational cultures that embrace technological change as a tool for preserving and sharing knowledge, rather than viewing technology as a disruptive threat to traditional practices.
What's technically interesting is how these monasteries approach digital transformation differently than corporations. Instead of trying to digitize existing analog processes, they're redesigning their workflows around digital native approaches. They're using collaborative software for prayer schedules, digital asset management for manuscript preservation, and even AI tools for translating ancient texts. The Hacker News comments point out that they're essentially treating technology adoption as a form of stewardship rather than optimization.
The business lesson here is about institutional memory and long-term thinking. Corporations often struggle with digital transformation because they're optimizing for quarterly results and dealing with rapid personnel turnover. Monasteries have institutional knowledge spanning generations and make decisions with century-long time horizons. That fundamentally changes how they evaluate and implement new technologies.
There's also something to be said about their governance structures. Monasteries typically have clear decision-making hierarchies, shared mission alignment, and minimal internal politics around technology adoption. Compare that to a typical enterprise where digital transformation initiatives get bogged down in departmental conflicts, budget negotiations, and competing strategic priorities. Sometimes the oldest institutions understand organizational change better than the newest ones.